Chapter 11.
So?
Ada cooed as she walked over and leaned up against my shoulder.
What do you think, love? Is being a club owner everything you've ever dreamed of?
Lounge. I corrected the succubus with a playful wink. And yeah, I had no idea we were going to be this popular. Like, I figured we'd only have a handful of people coming through our doors tonight, but this is insane.
It's a euphoric feeling when it all finally comes together.
Ada said as she stared off into the crowd.
There's just something about the entire atmosphere of the place when it's hopping with people that sends the happy jitters all throughout my body. The music, the casual chit-chat, the lights, well, even the drunken people who think they can sing or dance. It's all part of the fun.
You're not wrong. This feels amazing.
And you have that one over there to thank for it all,
the succubus said, and then she pointed her finger at Valerie.
If not for her expert marketing skills, I doubt the turnout would have been anywhere near this huge.
You all contributed, I reminded the dark-haired woman. All of you, from your funding to Naomi's spells, to Tony and Paul's ridiculously anal way of running security. This was a joint effort, and you all had a big part to play.
Stop it, Carter.
Ada giggled and placed her hand over her mouth.
You're going to make me blush, which is very, very difficult to do.
It's true. I could never have done any of this without you.
Don't get too modest on me now.
The succubus winked.
This wasn't done purely out of the kindness of my heart, you know. I'm still receiving 20% of the overall profits.
Of course. I nodded.
I think it's more the kindness of your heart than you let on.
Janine interjected.
I know you like to play the whole tough-as-nails businesswoman role all the time, but I think I've been around you long enough to know...
Ada quickly shifted over in front of Janine, placed her hand over the redhead's mouth, and let out a long shh.
One more word, and I'll have to punish you. You wouldn't want me to do that now, would you, love?
Janine's eyes went as wide as saucers behind her glasses, and her face began to blush. Then Ada pulled her hand away, and Janine sucked her bottom lip between her teeth and furrowed her brow, as if she were contemplating it. The redhead trailed off.
You'd like to be punished, wouldn't you? Look at this, Carter. The shy little bookworm is almost asking for it. My, my, how we've corrupted her.
It's not corruption. I laughed and then winked at the redhead. Janine just understands what she likes now, and she's learning how to tell us.
Well,
Ada said with a smirk.
Perhaps you should keep talking then, and we can make it a reality.
Janine's bottom lip trembled, and I could smell the sweet arousal of both the women as they stared each other down. However, before anything more could happen, a bombastic voice squealed from behind us.
Happy days, Carter!
Becca cackled as she draped her arms over my shoulders and leaned up against me.
This is fucking fantastic.
Aren't you supposed to be counting the people coming in?
Oh, I lost count about 200 people ago.
The blonde accountant giggled.
That's why I do all my stuff before the opening.
Valerie mused as she and Leah approached.
Then I can just sit back and enjoy the moment as it happens.
Well, Tony just came over and told me that if we let anybody else in, the fire code people are going to be on us. I'd say that's a really good sign.
A really, really good sign.
Becca nodded.
Say,
Janine asked as she looked around the lounge.
Where did Naomi go?
I think she overdid it with the alcohol. She started talking nonsense about witches and hobgoblins and cults and a bunch of other weird shit, and then she wandered off to the bathroom.
Janine, Ada, Leah, and I all tried to look amused, but we exchanged a quick, panicked glance. Maybe Naomi was a bit tipsy, and she was letting her lips get a bit too loose. Or perhaps something big came up while Janine and I were away, and she needed to run off to handle it? Still, I doubted Naomi would just run away without telling us where she was going, especially when the OLG was still out there, and she was probably number two on their hit list after me.
I'll go check on her,
Janine finally blurted out as she pulled away from Ada and me.
Since somebody decided to break the girl code and all. We didn't know where she was going.
Becca shrugged.
I did.
Valerie grunted.
I told you both what she said to me. I'm sure she's just a bit tipsy and needed some air,
Leah said with a shaky smile.
Do you want me to go with you, Janine? I'll be fine.
The redhead nodded.
I'm probably the most sober one here right now, so it's probably best I go and address the situation.
Pardon me?
Ada asked with a tilt of her head.
I'm not even the slightest bit tipsy.
Not at all?
Janine placed her hands on her hips and gave the succubus a glare.
So, you're telling me, if I walk over to the bartender and ask if she still has the bottle of Screaming Eagle Cabernet from the early 90s, she'll say it's still there? Maybe.
The succubus shrugged, but I heard her heart beating faster in her chest.
Some of our patrons may have purchased a glass, though. Bullshit!
Janine snorted.
That bottle is worth $500,000, so we'd have to price out each glass at, what?
$100,000 a glass?
Becca said.
If you want to break even. If you wanted to make a profit, then you'd have to sell each one at, let's see. Carry the one, factor in salaries and supply chain prices. $150,000 minimum.
Damn. You did that math drunk?
I can do math any time of day.
Becca winked.
But my favorite is when I get the equation of you and me together.
My heart skipped a beat. Becca was flirting with me? Maybe it was just the alcohol talking right now, but that was one of the most basic drunk college chick pickup lines I'd ever heard. It was kind of adorable.
Exactly!
Janine pointed her finger at Ada and then waggled it playfully.
Nobody in our target demographic has anywhere near that amount of money. Ugh, fine, fine.
The succubus threw up her hands and sighed.
I may or may not have had 2 glasses. It's a celebratory occasion, after all. I honestly don't give a shit.
Janine snickered before she started off toward the restrooms.
I just wanted to prove I was right.
The redhead strutted off into the crowd, so I turned back to the other 4 women. I'm sure Naomi's fine. How are you guys doing, though? Obviously you're all having fun, but what are you observing from the other patrons?
They're having a blast,
Leah said, as she pointed to the area in front of the pianist.
The crowd just keeps getting better by the minute.
You know, I mused as I soaked it all in. I think we're going to need way more employees to keep up. I can already see the servers and the bartenders running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Live and learn,
Valerie said nonchalantly.
I don't think any of us expected this, but now we can be more prepared for tomorrow night.
Fuck. I knew this was the first of many nights of us being open, but hearing Valerie say it out loud really made it all hit home. We had to come out and do this all over again tomorrow night, and then the night after that, and then so on and so forth. It was exciting, but also intimidating as fuck. Then again, this is exactly what I'd signed up for. I wanted to start building my empire and raking in the profits, rather than sit around in a classroom and listen to somebody talk all day until I eventually got that piece of paper that allowed me to go out and fight against 1 million other people for the same 12 or so jobs. I was so over that whole thing, and this was how I was creating my own path in life. Nobody ever said it was going to be simple, or relaxing. I don't know about that, I admitted as I rubbed the back of my neck. There's no way we're going to have new employees hired by tomorrow night. It's going to be these people, should we choose to hire them on full time.
We will,
Ada confirmed.
And we shall instruct each of these companies to send more people than they did today. Money is not an issue, love.
I guess. I'd still rather have my own employees, though. I hate having to rely on complete strangers to get shit done, when I could just have the people I personally trust do it instead.
You'll get there eventually. Tell you what, I'll even help you go through all these applications.
Becca teased as she slapped her friend's shoulder.
What do you know about reading people's qualifications? I mean, I know it makes a good lounge.
The polywarm woman shrugged.
After all, I think we can all recognize just how much more fun this place is now that Carter's in charge.
Actually, I don't.
Valerie mumbled.
They wouldn't let us in that time we all came here together.
Oh, that's right. Then Leah and I came back like a week later and tried to smooth talk our way inside.
And when that didn't work, we pulled a backwards walk through the exit. So, that's where that joke came from?
Valerie smirked.
You two did that here? I'm afraid I'm a bit confused. You walked backwards and Div let you in?
I don't know if it was Div.
Leah shrugged.
But Becca and I were half-blasted, and we got this crazy idea to just, like, wait for a crowd of people who are walking out of the building and then walk backwards through them.
And it totally worked.
Becca snorted.
None of the bouncers even noticed. Too bad the place was a dump. We went through all that effort to get in, and it was ridiculously disappointing.
At least it's not anymore,
Valerie said with a half smile.
In fact, I kind of want to make us have a bit more fun right now. Let's all order another round.
You sure about that? I asked with a raised eyebrow. I don't want you guys driving back to your dorms completely trashed.
Oh, we're way ahead of you. We Ubered here, and we will surely Uber back.
And getting trashed is, unfortunately, a necessity.
Valerie sighed.
Neither of us have been sleeping well these last few days.
My blood ran cold the second I processed Val's words. "Oh?" I asked, as I tried to play it cool, but my mind was now racing a mile a minute. "What's going on? You stressed about school? I hope it's not because I'm asking you to do all this stuff for Cincy's Jewel."
"No, no."
Valerie shook her head.
"Actually, going out into the world and using my marketing skills is the highlight of my day right now. It's just, I've been having some weird dreams lately."
"Me too,"
Becca added, as her happiness seemed to dim.
"You know what the weird thing is? Val and I are both having similar dreams."
"Nightmares, actually. These are definitely nightmares."
Leah's blue eyes went wide as she listened to her friends, and then she exchanged a concerned look with Ada and me.
"You haven't told me anything about that. I didn't even know you weren't sleeping well."
"It's a pretty new thing,"
Valerie admitted with a shrug.
"Also, I didn't even know Becca was having the same types of dreams until, like, just earlier today when we were heading over and shooting the shit."
"What kind of dreams are they?" I asked, even though I had a bad feeling I already knew the answer.
"For me, I keep feeling like I'm being watched by something,"
Val began as she wrapped her arms around herself.
"Then I open up my eyes and see him in my bedroom, but my body doesn't let me move at all."
"Oh, shit."
"Do you see anything else?"
Ada questioned with a frown.
"Or are you alone in the room? I keep thinking I see something,"
the brunette beauty continued.
"But when I look, all I see is some sort of shadow running just beyond my line of sight."
"She's lucky. In my dream, I see this freaky little monster about 4 feet tall. It's just standing there, watching me as I sleep."
"What happens then?"
Leah gulped.
"I wake up."
Becca shrugged.
"And realize it's all a dream."
"How often have these dreams been happening?"
"Jeez."
The platinum-haired accountant blinked at me.
"Are you having them too? You're getting pretty weird about this whole thing."
"He's helping me with a study on sleep paralysis,"
Leah quickly interjected.
"It's for an assignment in Dr. Remus's class about the biology of the brain."
"Is that what we're both having?"
Val raised an eyebrow.
"Sleep paralysis?"
"I believe so,"
Leah nodded.
"You say it's like you're waking up in your bedroom, but you can't force your body to move?"
"That's exactly it. Like we're paralyzed or something."
"Strange.
Usually it's a completely random phenomenon, but it appears like it showed up for both of you at the same time."
"You want us to be test subjects for your project?"
Val asked.
"Because you know we'll totally do it, girl."
Yeah.
Leah nodded, though it was obvious she was a bit concerned since her eyes were full of sadness and fear.
"Oh, well."
Becca cackled, and then she threw her arm around Valerie.
"Let's go grab another round. That should put us out like a light when we get home."
"Or we'll be so out of it our dreams won't matter."
"Or maybe we'll play a total Uno reverse card on our minds."
Becca tapped her temple.
"And we'll get so wasted our bodies will allow us to dream lucidly."
The two women sauntered away over to the bar, which left Leah, Ada, and I alone.
"Son of a bitch,"
Leah said, as tears filled her blue eyes.
I wanted to keep them out of this. I mean, not all the business stuff, but the paranormal stuff.
It's all right, love,"
Ada said, as she placed her hands on Leah's shoulders.
"We will not let any harm come to Valerie or Becca."
"Fuck no, we won't," I growled, and I clenched my fists. "I can't believe that asshole would stoop so low as to bring in other innocent people who aren't involved at all."
"They're involved with you, Carter. That's enough to pique the Shadow Man's interest."
"It sounds like he's not attacking them, though,"
Leah noted, as she quickly wiped her eyes.
"He's very obviously trying to kill you, but he's not hurting them at all."
"Not yet, at least," I reminded them both. "For all we know, he could just be warming up. Isn't that how he works, by feeding off people's fears?"
"I believe so. Which means we only have a few nights at the most before he's poised for an actual attack."
"We're already on the right track," I reminded my friends. "Janine was telling me she thinks the Ancient Ones would know about the Shadow Man's true form, though I have no fucking clue how we're going to talk to them."
"Or which one to talk to,"
Ada said with a frown.
"There are hundreds of Ancient Ones, after all."
"We're talking about the Ancient Ones?"
Janine's voice questioned.
"Shit, we must have missed a lot."
As we turned around, we saw Janine slowly approaching with a very inebriated Naomi leaned up against her. Naomi's right arm was draped over Janine's neck from behind, and it almost looked like the redhead was carrying a wounded soldier across the battlefield.
Sorry about that,"
Naomi slurred.
"The Sisters of the New Moon only let you drink nightshade wine, and that stuff barely has any alcohol content in it. I might have gotten carried away."
"It's all right," I said to the witch. "Tonight's supposed to be a night of celebration anyways. Unfortunately, we've got a little snag. I spent the next few minutes explaining the situation to Janine and Naomi, who both seemed to follow as closely as they could. Even Naomi seemed to sober up a bit when she heard the Shadow Man had been terrorizing Becca and Valerie. Then again, she also wobbled back and forth on her own 2 feet and could barely stand, so she wasn't exactly fully sobered up quite yet.
"Where the hell do we even start?"
Janine asked, as she lifted her glasses and rubbed the bridge of her nose.
"There are so many Ancient Ones who might have the knowledge of this being."
"An exorcism spell?"
Naomi muttered softly.
"A what?"
Leah scoffed.
"Exorcism spell,"
the witch said through a hiccup.
That should fix things right up."
"What good would an exorcism spell do? We're not trying to get the Shadow Man out of somebody else's body."
"Hold on." I trailed off as I put the pieces together mentally. She might be onto something.
"I'm afraid you'll need to elaborate, love."
"I'm assuming you've all seen exorcism movies and shit, right?" I asked, and they all nodded. "Do you remember how most of them end?"
"By the demons saying their names. I don't see how that will..."
"Wait!"
Janine gasped, and her chocolate brown eyes widened behind her glasses.
"Holy shit, that's brilliant, Naomi! If we get the Shadow Man to reveal his actual name, then we can get a clue about his actual form."
"Or at least start figuring out which god or goddess he serves. Which will help us figure out which one we need to try and consult with. Even though I still have no fucking clue how we're gonna do that."
"See?"
Naomi slurred.
"I can be useful, even when trashed." "You can say that again,"
Ada said with a giggle.
"I'd offer to celebrate with drinks, but I don't believe your body would be able to handle much more."
"Ugh, that'll be fine,"
Naomi snorted.
"I'll wash this all away with a cleansing spell as soon as the buzz wears off. You get all the high with none of the hangover." "I'm liking this woman more and more every day, Carter,"
the succubus noted.
"One problem, though,"
Leah said as she rubbed her chin and looked down at the floor.
"How do we get her to cast a spell on the Shadow Man? He's only coming to Carter's dreams at the moment."
"Fuck. That was something I hadn't really thought of."
"Not necessarily,"
Janine cut in.
"The Shadow Man isn't Freddy Krueger. He doesn't appear to you in your dreams, but rather he physically transports your soul to a different plane of existence. From what Carter has said, it also sounds like you have the same physical surroundings as when you dozed off, right?"
"That's right," I smiled. "My bed was there the first time, and the second time I encountered the bastard, we were using the furniture in my office as weapons."
"Which means if, say, a person was lying right there next to you when you were attacked..."
The redhead trailed off.
"They might be transported to the other plane of existence, too."
Ada finished.
"This just might work." "Oh." "You know what that means, right?"
"We all get to cuddle up close to Carter tonight,"
Leah said with a small smile.
"That'll be fun, at least."
"You're all coming."
"Of course we are, love."
Ada scoffed and flapped her hand dismissively.
"You didn't really think we were just going to let you and Naomi face this asshole alone, did you?"
I guess not. I shrugged. "But hey, a massive pile of bodies in my bed pressed up against each other? Whew, sounds like the perfect way to end a night like tonight."
"The key word there is end,"
Leah teased.
"It's not even that late, so we're still pretty far from the end."
Just then, I noticed Valerie and Becca walking back over to us with drinks in their hands, and I realized Leah was right. The night was still young, and there was a lot more celebration to be had. Then, and only then, would we try to face the Shadow Man on our terms. For now, we needed to get ourselves good and worn out so we'd crash the second we hit the bed. And to do that, we had to party the fucking night away.